Listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. The risk of strong to severe storms for many of us will be exiting the area soon, and the severe threat is shifting into southeast Alabama. Temperatures falling into the 60s. It'll be breezy, cooler tonight. What a change. Overnight low 46. Tomorrow high in the upper 60s to around 70. Breezy, cooler, but sunshine will be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning and barely back into the 70s, probably the mid-70s, I think, by Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Let's ask you with Alabama News Network. Attorney General Steve Marshall announced today a partnership with eBay to stop online price gouging of Alabamians during the current pandemic. Also, any price that is 25% or more above the average price charged in the same area within the last 30 days is considered price gouging by Alabama law. The Montgomery County EMA has confirmed that a person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that confirmed cases of coronavirus in Alabama are now up to 961. As of this afternoon, with 13 deaths reported. ALEA troopers are reminding boaters of social distancing as more people take to Alabama's waterways. ALEA's Marine Patrol says there's been a spike in boating traffic. Troopers are patrolling daily, and while they want everyone to have an enjoyable time, they say it's important to follow those social distancing guidelines to help reduce the spread of the disease. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
Get on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Okay, Marcus Commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay, okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20th, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Excuse me. Only 2C. 272-9228-C-E-7-Z-A. Right. We're talking about the signers at all these news conferences. The signers make the funniest facial expressions. I would show you what it was Corona when one guy who kind of contorted his face like he died. Okay, any caller, including Captain John, can get in on the Sweet Queen Farm Market gift basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to Captain John. Captain John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. How are y'all guys?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, I'd like to get in on Sweet Creek if I can.
Give me your month and day of birth.
Month and day, 12/16.
Excellent. You cool. Got him, Joey?
12/16, yeah.
What's on your mind today?
Well, there's two things rather quickly. You know, I called in a couple of weeks ago, and I was questioning the, you know, why aren't they paying as much attention to the common flu? And, you know, you said that it's a new one. They don't know anything about it. No vaccine. I understand now. It is a bad boy. It sure is.
Yep.
I was hearing you speak about it earlier. The other thing is really quick story. My daddy was a World War II veteran, and he lived his entire life after the war having trouble with it. But he did work his whole life. They got divorced, though, when I was 16, and I went to work at the AMT Grocery in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working 46 years now. 46 years. I'm 61.
Wow.
And I have a great work ethic, and it's bothering me to be off of work, actually, because I've been off nearly 30 days. I got laid off early, and I've heard about the money they're going to be sending out.
Have you applied for unemployment?
Well, yeah, actually, it's like March the 3rd, so I applied, got in, got it done. And, you know, I'm way ahead of everybody else, apparently. So the thing is, you know, I'm ready to go back to work. And I've always worked for my money, and I just feel kind of guilty, you know, if somebody gives me something. And let me tell you what, though, that's tempting. That's a lot of money. $600
yeah.
bucks a month.
Absolutely.
A week. You know what? They really need to go back and do something about that. They're going to have to shorten it.
Well, I believe that's what's going to happen. And
well, good.
I think the way they'll do it is, once they see that the economic plane is taken off from the runway and then going to crash, then they're going to say, well, instead of 6 months, we're going to make it 4 months.
Or yeah.
They're going to give people they'll give you a bonus if you go back to your job type of thing.
Right. Yeah, like my case, I'm in the tour bus industry. I drive a big bus, and so it's going to be a long time before we get back to work.
I remember you telling me that.
Everybody else has to get back out there, get back in school, not be afraid, want to be contained in a tin can bus all day, things like that. So it's very helpful. It'll be great for a while, but, man, there's so many people. Nobody will go back to work. They're going to have to shorten it. So that's all I had.
Captain John, I appreciate you. Hope you get your wheels a-rolling again.
Oh, yes, sir. We will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Randy?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm just fine. I got a question about that stimulus check.
Yeah.
My stepdaughter called me last night that she hasn't worked or filed taxes in a couple of years. How would they get a check to her, or was she eligible for a check?
That's a great. She is eligible for a check. Is she working now?
No.
Has she worked ever?
Yeah, she's worked off of fun, but not for any length of time where she could collect unemployment.
But she, at some point, she filed taxes?
Yeah, at some point she did.
How long ago was that?
That I couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, I've got a recording. I don't want to have to go other because it's halfway into it. But she's going to have to do it manually through the through a website to request it. And they do not have that website up. What they're trying to do is take care of the people who filed in 2019, and then it's going to be people who filed in 2018, and then they're going to try to match the people that they missed that are getting Social Security that didn't file to make sure they got taken care of, and then your daughter starts getting into that bottom part.
Okay.
But I'm not. It depends on how long ago she worked, though. Is she a student?
No, she's just working.
She's what?
She's just not working.
She's not working.
Yeah. like I said, she'd worked off and on for several years. But I couldn't tell you the last time she paid filed taxes.
Okay.
So I was just curious. She asked me about it last night, and I didn't think she'd be eligible to vote, but I thought I'd call you.
Well,
what you thought?
I think she may. You know, they're being damn generous with this now. They may reconsider it, but if she was a student, then she would be picked up, and she had student loans, she'd be picked up on that. But it didn't sound like that's what she's doing.
Well, now she did do that years and years ago.
Yeah, if I'm not sure this is for somebody who's not doing anything, but if I find out something different, I'll let you know.
Okay, I'd appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Who? Jim!
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm sorry.
No, I just got on. I'm still alive and kicked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you're coughing. Do you have coronavirus?
No.
Okay.
Dan, I know this is serious virus, and I know the trend right now is to sensationalize everything with bad news. That's the media's. If you notice, they've really ramped it up in the last couple of days. Doom and gloom. 99.94% of the United States does not have the virus that they've checked. I mean, so far. I know the numbers change. But over 99% of our population doesn't have it. I'm just trying to, you know, all this negative stuff. Yahoo News, which I consider very left-wing, their headlines today started out with more people who were killed have been killed, died so far than 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, initial attack.
I noticed that every liberal media outlet did that. Morning
yeah.
Joe did
and now
that. CNN yeah. did that. MSNBC yeah. did that.
Yeah. And now they changed the headline about every 3 or 4 hours. When that one plays off, and they've got enough people, you know, going crazy about that. Of course, what in the world does a terrorist attack have to do with a virus? I haven't figured out that. Now it's got the U.S. death toll surpasses the number of fatalities in China, which is a bald-faced lie. Dan, do you really believe the figures coming out of China? Are you going to believe them?
I definitely do not. I'm in the Mike Pompeo school on China. Those guys fib.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bunch of bull hockey. But, you know, you had Ken on there early. He said something. I know he didn't think it was Ken, but he said, you know, next year at this time, we could be in the same situation. I'll tell you this, Dan, if next March 31st we're in this situation, there will be no economy. This country will be done. There's no way.
Yeah, let me give you the Dan Morris approach to this. I think by this time next year, we'll have a vaccine or a flu shot, a corona flu shot, and I think it'll be the most used flu shot ever in history.
Yeah, I will get that shot. I never do get flu shots, but I'll probably get that one.
I agree.
But, you know, this thing is serious, but people have got to step away from the ledge. You know, I called Joey's show this morning about an old customer of mine called me up. He was trying to get in touch with our company because he wanted to buy a bunch of meat because he heard that they're going to close all the meat processing plants in the United States.
What?
Now, that's the stuff that's going around on the internet and rumors and all this stuff. So he wanted to buy all the meat he could and freeze it and put it in. Store it up so he wouldn't run out of meat.
Well, call him back and tell him to go down to Reed Ingram's. He's got 10-pound hamburger meat, 80% lean for $34. And go and buy 10 of those.
Yeah, and with all those rumors going around, on top of that, people are giving out discounts for ropes and rickety stools. It's just not it's not a good mix.
Hey, man, that's going to be my next purchase, Dan. I've got some money left on my thing. I'm going to get that ground beef and pat it out and freeze it. It'd have me some, you know, hamburger patties and munch on for a while. But, yeah, I mean, somebody needs to bring some sanity back to this thing. But the mainstream media, Dan, in the last few days have really ramped up the negative stuff on
this. I'll tell you something. This is my group has talked about this, is that I think the media and the libs are perplexed that Donald Trump's popularity has gone up and his approval ratings have gone up. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to say anybody that's dying of corona is Donald Trump's fault. That's basically what they, if you listen to the subtext, that's what they're saying.
Well, I mean, people know, you know, he's kind of similar to FDR. He's in this with us and he's doing all he can to get us through this. And people are going to remember that when they vote. The Dems aren't doing nothing to help the situation. He's doing all he can.
I think they took a bite of the apple and are overshooting here. When Fauci said 200,000 people could die, that became the number. And I think when this whole thing's over, you remember my guy, my doctor friend who did the CDC, said 100,000 people by the end of March. We're at 160,000 right now. We're 100,000 on Friday. And our deaths have gone up, but I think what we're going to do is, if you look at it mathematically, it's very difficult to come out with 200,000 deaths out of this whole thing. I mean, it would have to be a huge number of people that are about to be in the pipeline. And having 14,000 people a day that add to the virus and then only 400 people dying, you don't get to a 200,000 person number.
Yeah. Did you see somewhere today where or have they said anything about the death rates in Italy have dropped? I thought I saw something about that they were declining. So I think we'll be on the decline here in not too long.
Yeah, it's and it did go down. The press is just going crazy. Anything that could be bad news, they want to report it. As Mike Dibby used to say, is the doom and gloom news hour now. Everything is doom and gloom.
And what's the deal with having reports about celebrities getting it? Like it's the celebrity. Every time a celebrity coughs, they put their, you know, so and so's got it now. This guy
is getting everybody.
Well, some people. I don't wish anything bad on anybody. I'll just leave it at that. All right, Dan. Well, y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Dan.
Yep.
Hey, Dan. Can I give a real quick thing here? Everybody, people might already know it, but people that have those foaming soap dispensers at their house, they use the ones that the special pumps that foam it up that you get when you get a bad Bed Bath and Beyond, a place like that, and save you some money. Just take that bottle, put about an inch of your favorite detergent in there, add water, mix it up, and you're ready to go, and it's cheap, and it works just as good. Foams right on out, and it's antibacterial, and that's all you need. But anyway,
you can use the Dan Morris approach. You can drink two Corona and then a giant walk of black and water.
Yeah, one will make you feel better, and one will make you feel better, I guess. Whatever.
There you go.
Feel real better.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. News 793.1. Dan Morris Show, I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
There was a time when I was so brokenhearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. Yeah.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, Veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring brake deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Ready for an oil change? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional or Max Life motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $28.99. Plus, get a $7 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete. Beautiful changes.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You really got me now. You got me so I kiss bad night.
2729-228, that's where we are.
You really got me now. You got me so I don't know where I'm going.
Hey, before I go to Randall, a quick suggestion for you. You know, now is the time to get your house ready to sell. Now is the time for you to call Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty. Because when this thing starts going back, when people start moving around and doing things like normal, checking out houses is going to be one of them. So now what you can do is get started on that. You can get work done. You can get it ready. You can talk to Paul and Christy Miller. They can give you the suggestions. Come up with the pricing, come up with a strategy that they are ready to launch when the whole thing gets back into gear. Don't wait till it gets back into gear and then spend that 4 or 5 weeks getting ready. Be ready for them. So call Paul and Christy Miller. Remember, skip Zillow, call Miller. Telephone number, ready to copy. It's going to cost you a thing. 334-399-7648. Take advantage of this. Be smarter than the next guy. Talk to them. Get ready. So when the market really gets engaged again, your house will sell. They'll go, wow, hey, we got a great deal with that house. Call them. 399-7648. Skip Zillow. Call Miller. Randall, how are you?
Yes, sir. I'm good this evening. How y'all? Man, I just want to say it was good to hear from Mr. Tobeville, but I'm with you on advance and stuff. And And everybody who gets food stamps gets free Wi-Fi. So that takes, you know what I mean, that takes the money thing out of it. But if we take the money we put in all these buildings, all this school stuff that has to be into, you know what I mean, comes out of taxes, you put that towards getting high-speed internet. So that, yeah, high-speed internet is not everywhere. But my daughter is with me, going to be with me this whole week, going to be with her mama the next week, be back with me. And she got the Chromebook. And I've got hotspot on my phone. I don't have no high speed internet out here in the country, but I do got, you know what I mean? You got to see what's more important. And putting kids back in, I guess, at home, and then not only can you get the schoolwork done faster because you can concentrate on one subject and go all the way through it, and it become a muscle memory instead of just trying to remember it to get the test passed. You back at home, you know what I mean? You can kind of help around the house and learn stuff from your parents, you know, the ones that are there, and the ones that have to go to work, you know, they still hooked into the kids through the app, through the teachers, on conferences. I mean, I'm so ready to move forward like you're thinking. I mean, I'm tired of having excuses that this person don't have that when all we got to do is turn our resources toward what the problem is and quit trying and deflect it, you know what I mean, back toward the government and move forward, man. I cannot wait. I see my daughter so much now, this more, that, you know what I mean, that I wouldn't have before all this. You know, I got to see the happy end in this. And me sitting at home talking to my doctor on Zoom and not wasting all that money and time. And, man, it's so frustrating to hear Ms. Tobias talk negative about moving forward. I just want to see.
I didn't get that he was talking negative.
Well, that it's always something in the way. I don't know, man. I seem like we could get together, and like the people at home now, the congressman could be back at home, and you could Zoom. You know, they could, instead of having to go all the way to Washington, you could bring your constituents in through an app where you actually could conference back and forth with each other and learn what each other needs.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'll tell you kind of the way. Ameriprise is looking at this, and we had a guy that does nothing but follows changing trends that are out there. And you actually described a very interesting changing trend where you're staying at home and your daughter's staying at home. She's online doing school, and hopefully you're doing work at home. And that is one of the new big changing trends. So your home is going to need to be more wired where you have multiple people, one person sitting in one room with either a television screen or a computer screen looking at online learning, and then somebody else like myself doing radio shows and financial work and doing it off in the home. And it's so different than what we're doing right now. So different.
And, man, so much car designing can start coming from. And we could, man, when I was looking at this Chromebook stuff and him bringing money back, you can still go to have, you know, community buildings where you learn how to do sewing classes together and you learn how to do the, you know what I mean? You can still bring that stuff to a community center. You know what I mean? I ain't say a community center, but still have a general building where you can do the extracurricular activities, even football and so on. And football, even like Joy said, it's moving more toward gaming. I mean, they're building buildings in Florida and in Texas that are just set up for kids to sit in there and have championships. And, you know, there's been one murder in Florida because, I mean, he left, he got beat, went home, got a gun, come back and killed, you know what I mean? Shot a boy, man. And that stuff so we can put more. I just want to see us move forward. But the only thing I want to say about this funny situation, about the extra $600 and it making people not want to go back to work, we're not us seeing that we got to bring work back here and we got to do our math, you know, instead of going to China and all over the world, and we bring all our work back here, this will make companies step up and pay the extra money, so, you know what I mean, the bigger salaries, to have people, you know, the more money that stay here in America. Would that not how to be looking at, instead of people wanting to sit at home and make the people step up? And because everybody's going to be buying American now.
Slow down.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The whole, it's just a kind of an economics 101. If somebody's going to pay you more not to work than to work, which are you going to choose? Which is the average person going to choose?
But I'm saying, well, that might make the American company step up, pay the extra, you know, salary to make them where they will come to work. You know,
in economic world, so then what you're saying is, then the business has to pay more money to get the worker because the worker, the employer, is competing with the government. And,
yes,
you don't ever want that circumstance where the employer is competing for cost prices with the government. Government's got all the money, and that money's our money. The employer has his money and the bank's money, or his investor's money. You don't want that kind of situation. So when you say make him do something, what that then does is make that product cost more. It makes it either A, not as competitive, or B, inflationary.
And we're not talking about offshore manufacturing jobs. We're talking about retail and restaurant jobs where margins on restaurants in particular are already pretty skimpy. So it's not like it's bringing jobs back from overseas. These are jobs that were already here. You're just now having to compete with the government, giving people more money.
But now people are making more at the job. They can afford to pay more. You know what I mean? Because, you know, they can pay more for that steak or that salad. You know, I just want to, and the money's going to stay here because everybody in their mind, who's going to go buy China now? Who's going to go buy North Korea? I mean, they're going to be looking at the tag. So I just see as a future, us making more money, the money staying here anyway, and just recycling. And we beat this
whole.
I hope they got it.
Well, I love y'all,
okay,
man. Thanks, Randall. Bye. Man, that can be exhausting.
Try
sometimes.
To be positive. I get it. But
yeah, but I mean, just there's some logic that goes with this. And the logic is this: the consumer is the most powerful engine that's out there. And it's going to be a question is in the consumer's psyche, do I want something that was made in China? Would I pay more to know that my medicine, I can see, our futuristic guy said this, where you are selling medicine, you have a choice. You can get a generic, and it's going to be marked from China. Or you can get a generic and say, I want a generic that's U.S. made. Which one are you going to choose?
Absolutely.
It may take $3 difference, but will you choose the U.S.
made? It's self-evident. I think people choose the American product or something alternative to China. No, I would say I wonder if you agree with this, Dan, and I'm actually taking my cue from all people, the president. I think there will be a day of reckoning for China, and we're hearing that from all different circles. I think this is like their Chernobyl, in a way. It really undresses the Chinese government as this, you know, very competent technocratic regime. No. It shows their authoritarianism in a very bad light beyond just being morally terrible. But I think there are some folks in this country, the China hawks, if you will, I think they're going a little too far. Maybe they know they're kind of making their point. But I don't think global trade, for instance, with China is going to be shut down anytime soon. I just think where we can, people will pay a little more, that $3 more.
If Trump is smart, what he'll do is and if business is smart, he'll get the people to choose whether you want China or you want somewhere else.
Right.
And it's going to be something like the Product Origination Awareness Act. And it's going to be something like that. And you've got to put a label on there where it originated from. And people make a choice. Don't force them. Let them make a choice. News Talk 93.1, because I'm all about liberty. Going to be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Planet Fitness, we know staying active is more important now than ever before. Exercise can reduce stress and help you stay healthy. So Planet Fitness is providing daily at-home work-ins for anyone and everyone. Live streamed on the Planet Fitness Facebook page at 6 p.m. Central Time. No equipment needed. All you need is you. Can't watch live? Rewatch anytime on our Facebook page or YouTube channel. And don't forget to check out the Planet Fitness app, which has hundreds of workouts you can do from home. United we move.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. As coronavirus deaths and illnesses continue to rise, Surgeon General Jerome Adams is stressing the need to follow social distancing guidelines to reduce the risk of catching or spreading the illness.
We want people to understand that when you lean into aggressive mitigation efforts early, you can flatten the curve, you can blunt it. And in Washington, we've seen their cases level off and hopefully start to come down.
COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of more than 3,200 people in the U.S., with more than 164,000 confirmed cases in the country. A 28-year-old woman suffering from coronavirus telling Fox News she wants people to take the illness seriously.
I felt like I had a brick on my chest. I had really bad muscle aches, very fatigued. My cough worsened.
Amanda Bono says she was initially diagnosed with tonsillitis and found it difficult to get tested. She's now recovering at home. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. The risk of strong to severe storms for many of us will be exiting the area soon, and the severe threat is shifting into southeast Alabama. Temperatures falling into the 60s. It'll be breezy, cooler tonight. What a change. Overnight low 46. Tomorrow high in the upper 60s to around 70. Breezy, cooler, but sunshine will be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning and barely back into the 70s. Probably the mid-70s, I think, by Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, wow. Joey, where is this bad boy going to today?
Man, fly
20
by.
Minutes left in the show?
Only played three clips?
What is wrong with us today? Let's see which way we want to go here, boys and girls. Let's do Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey. We're going to whip it in the air.
Whip his ass.
Whip its ass.
Lindsey Graham on phase four. Is it coming? And the fix the unemployment benefit problem we've been talking about.
Let's bring in South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. Senator, always great to see you. Can I get your take on what the speaker wants to do? Do we need a fourth rescue package?
Well, we need to make sure that phase three actually works. We don't have any checks out yet. The unemployment part of phase three, I'm very worried about. Every state has an unemployment commission to issue unemployment checks. There were 3 million of people applied for unemployment last week. I think there'll probably be more this week. I'm very concerned that it may take 6 to 8 weeks to get an unemployment check. And down the road, you're paying people more than they actually make. We got to fix both of those things. So I think the train wreck in this bill is going to be the unemployment insurance benefit, because it's administered by state systems that are stuck in the 70s. So I want to get phase three right before we go to phase four.
Senator, there was talk of people getting a second check down the road. If there is a phase four, would that be a part of it? Do you think there'll be another check that individuals will get?
It might be, but these checks go to people with jobs. I want to focus on the people who are out of work. You know, I got a niece working in South Carolina, makes about $40,000 a year. You know, quite frankly, she's okay. but somebody laid off needs the money. So these direct payments go to people with income. I want to focus on people without income. The unemployment insurance system in this country is broken. I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to fix it. 6 to 8 weeks to get a check is what I'm hearing. That's unacceptable. And in unemployment under this bill, you're actually increasing people's wages, which will deter growing the economy. We got to fix both of those things.
That is absolutely spot on.
Yep.
Sound like what we've been saying. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Barr Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm all right. Sitting here, sun's out, wind's blowing. It's pretty outside. I was just going to put my conspiracy cap on for a second.
Go ahead.
I was just told that the U.S. had surpassed China as far as death tolls and infections. If this was a unknown virus that came out of right field?
It did surpass the number. I don't believe it surpassed death toll. Gotta look it up.
Okay, that's what they were reporting. I think they said China was at 3,400 or 3,300, and the U.S. just surpassed that. But and that could well be because we're an open country and we travel.
I'll look it up. Go ahead.
But for them to be that congested of a society, billions of people in China, and especially at one city, and for this to be an unknown virus, and for the incubation period to be 14 to 21 days before symptoms are exhibited, how in the world could they have responded to that quickly without a heads up and came up with some kind of way to slow that down? That makes me very suspicious that it was possibly a bioweapon that they knew about. I mean, like I said, it's all conjecture and conspiracy, but just due to the sheer numbers, and it seems like it would be all over China.
Well, one thing about China is you have these population centers and people stay within the population centers and will go somewhere else, but you have a whole bunch of China that never sees anybody else from anywhere else. A whole bunch of China that does that. They're not like America where, you know, let's go up to New York, honey, or let's go down to New Orleans. That's not, first of all, they're vast. I mean, they are huge. You would fly from one city over the country, and you wouldn't see anything for hours.
I get that, and I see that we're a more open society and more transient and all over the place, and which we could lead to, you know, exposing the whole country. But I thought they said Wuhan was like a city of over a million, if
18
not
million,
5 million people, 18 million. So that's, seems like it'd be hard to detect that and secure it if you knew nothing about it at all.
Yeah, and that's under the assumption that the numbers that they have are correct, and I'm not sure that they are.
All right. Like I said, I just wanted to call in and...
Though your conspiracy theory, I like that. You and Tom Cotton. Now, Tom Cotton believes that they misdeployed a actual pathogen that they had developed.
I'm thinking along the same lines, but hopefully hopefully we can contain this and get back to normal. Because, like I said, if we don't, we'll all be run. Can't nobody go back to work.
So, I want you to have a great day.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Lindsey Graham, cut two.
Senator, you've been in Washington for a long time. You know how when a big bill like Phase 4 comes along, suddenly it's like, hey, what's in it for me? And, you know, for Nancy Pelosi to talk about, she would like to see infrastructure, frontline workers, aid to Washington, D.C. Is that appropriate given what you just described?
Well, what I want to do is address the problem. What have we learned in the last 48 hours? That the disease is worse than the cure. I don't want to hear anybody else compare this to the flu anymore. President Trump has decided to extend social distancing through the end of April. Why? Because if we do nothing, 2.2 million people are going to die of the coronavirus. That's 40 years of flu deaths in 1 year. So this is a terrible disease. The cure has to be tough. So the idea of creating phase four before you understand if phase three works doesn't make any sense to me. I'm hoping that what we're doing now in April and May will slow the disease down. Come summer, the heat will stop its spread, and by the fall, we'll be ready to go at it with therapies and vaccines. But before I want to talk about phase four, I want to make sure phase three works. And if anybody puts a damn dime in phase four unrelated to the virus, they're going to be very famous, because where people are dying in this country. It's not now time to do the Green New Deal. If there's any Green New Deal stuff in phase four, if there is a phase four, there'd be one hell of a fight, because 2.2 million Americans' lives are at risk here.
Only thing about Lindsay now is Lindsay says there's all the stuff he's going to do, and I don't really see him do it. Now, there are some crosswinds that could stop him, but, you know, looking into the Bidens, for example, he said with absolute certainty he was going to do that. But that's never materialized. He said without absolute certainty he was going to get into the bottom of the Pfizer thing. That never materialized. So that's my only problem with Lindsay. Let me go to a break. Coming back with more right after this.
Keep your eye on the passersby. Better watch your step. Cause you never know where the knife will go, and they ain't missed yet.
The strong survive. They stay alive. They always cool. But that
your news talk school. Place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On the other show that did that, right?
Yeah. Who knows?
272-9228, that's where we are. Last segment for the day. If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Let's continue on with Lindsey Graham talking about the World Health Organization and Chinese wet markets. I'm thinking about opening one here. What do you think? Doing a wet market franchise?
I do have a hankering sometimes for snake and
bats.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen in.
Senator, this started in China, and China has not owned up to this. What do you want to do about this? How much control do we have of stopping the next virus from coming through?
Well, I'm going to write a letter to the World Health Organization and to the Chinese ambassador asking them to close the Chinese wet markets. These are open-air markets where they sell monkey, they sell bat, We think this whole thing started from a transmission from a bat to a human. About the last three or four pandemics have come from the Chinese wet markets. I don't think this came from a Chinese military lab, but these wet markets are gross. They're just absolutely disgusting, selling exotic animals that transmit viruses from animals to human beings. Those things need to shut down.
There's been controversy with World Health Organization through all of this. Do you think China's really going to listen?
Well, I think we should. I'm going to write a letter to the Chinese ambassador saying if you don't shut those wet markets down, our trading relationship is going to change. The source of this virus is the Chinese wet markets. But when you have doctors who come on and ask them how many diseases have come from China through these wet markets where you intermingle all kind of exotic animals, it's just really a gross display of how you prepare food. That needs to stop. What can China do to help the world? Shut those markets down.
Shut those markets down. Yeah, I'm not sure China's exactly going to listen to you on that. It's one thing we try to do is what is our culture and what is their culture are two different things. And like I've said before, if you are in, you know, Chinatown in San Francisco or the Chinatown section by Soho in New York City, it's a different world. I mean, you literally walk by and you'll see ducks hanging outside in the heat by their necks.
I mean, that's they're still fine restaurants, you know, gourmet restaurants that do Peking duck, hanging the duck.
Yeah, exactly, and it's hanging in the window.
Right. But there's cultural difference. Like, somebody sent me a video of one of these wet markets. When you see dogs, that's...
Dogs, cats, monkeys.
Right. The first thing, though, that came to my mind when I saw it, and this is probably why the Chinese government hasn't taken extreme action to shut these things down, is that my first thought was poverty. Why else would you have all these folks hustling and bustling in what is very unsanitary presentation of this? I mean, you're talking about carcasses of animals, exotic animals just piled high on each other at all these tables and blood all over the place. It's pretty gross. Hope everybody already ate lunch. And so I think if it is truly a poverty issue, and that's how some people are getting their sustenance and making a living, providing those markets and buying from those markets, I mean, what alternative is the government going to be giving these folks when they're running the whole economy? I mean, it's the problem with China all the time. They're too authoritarian. They don't have property rights. They don't have freedom for people to actually be entrepreneurs. So folks kind of make do with the bare essentials or exotic animals.
Let's finish up with Lindsey Graham here and talk about what he's doing in his office, which is he only has a handful of employees there, and COVID-19 testing. Listen in.
Senator, what about your office? Is it the social distancing thing? Is everybody working from home, or what's going on?
We have most people working from home, but we have all the offices manned. We're trying to communicate the best we can, but we have people at the offices. Yeah. Our governor's done a good job here. We're trying to abide by the guidelines. I hope by April the 30th we'll have turned the corner here. But the president's decision to extend social distancing through April 30th was based on sound science. And here's what the president realized. This is not the flu. 2.2 million people could die in a single year. That is 40-year flu deaths. So the cure in this case has to be draconian because the disease is so deadly. Testing has changed. That's good news. We have millions of tests available, not thousands. We do it in minutes, not days. So we're turning the corner in testing. And the sooner we get more tests, the more normal America will become.
Let's go to the phones and let's get these two calls in. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. How are y'all?
We're good. And you?
I'm doing fine. I talking about those markets in China, about 10 years ago, I was watching a video of some sort. And I've had German Shepherds my whole life. And anyway, they cut the throat. The dog was, he was wagging his tail.
Don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I know. But it was... It made me sick to my stomach to see what they were doing.
Likewise.
And they're sick people. I mean, he was just, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to put, when y'all were talking about that, it struck me. Anyway.
Thank you.
It kind of makes me want to cry.
Thank
but
you
anyway.
For not sharing that. Duke, appreciate you. Papa B, Papa B.
Woo-hoo.
How are you?
And Joey. Doing good.
Good.
I was wondering when somebody was going to get around to saying something about the signers, the folks that do the, you know, signing for the deaf at these little police and other events.
Don't you like the facial expressions that they have? I mean, it cracks me up. It cracks me up.
It is comical. I mean, they're flipping and flapping and, you know, arms and I'm like, you know, if that's distracting more than anything else, why don't they just get a transcriptionist and put it, you know, put it on teleprompter or something? It's got to be a better way. Oh, man, it is comical, though. And, yeah, I think there ought to be some other way to do this. But about these wet market things, I mean, the Chinese people and other people around the world are just merciless when it comes to, you know, treatment of animals. It almost gives me a hatred for them. I saw YouTube. And they were cooking a poor critter alive. And I'm like, at least kill the poor thing first. You know? I mean, not like a lobster or something. It was, I mean, from all practical sight, it looked like a blamed cat or something. They had the blamed thing is still moving around in the wok.
Okay, guys. We don't need that.
You know, sick. Yeah, these people are sick.
Yeah, I'm a lover of animals. Anyway. I don't want to hear it. Anybody, you know, on a psychological basis, anybody that does harm to an animal, you want to keep an eye on that person.
But probably the reason I brought up poverty is the first thing that came to my mind is I think sometimes we, especially in the U.S., take for granted we didn't get improvements in our country, say, with the treatment of animals because of the moral outrage. It's because people became richer than they're able to do something about their moral outrage and really think about it. So,
we were eating some pretty funky things back in the early 1900s.
Oh, yeah.
At least we dispatch the poor thing first, you know, kill it, you know, so it doesn't suffer anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Anyway, sorry to bring you that bad news, but, do something about these signers, will you?
Will do. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Leaving on that happy note, guys, I love animals. Animals. And if I ever see... I mean, if I see somebody mistreat a dog at the dog park, I say something. That's how bad, how obnoxious I am.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, I've seen the videos. They were tiptoeing around. It's disturbing, but some quick solutions are not always apparent. I will put it that way.
Well, in our culture, it's not their culture. That's the main thing. I mean, I've been in some countries that they eat some pretty strange things that I wouldn't get near.
I think we both agree. Some cultures are better. I'm glad to be in this culture.
Yeah. We like who we are and where we're from. Joey.
Yes.
This show, well, you know in Star Trek when they would take the Super Sonic? That's how the show went. But just that fight, boom, gone. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock.